I want to also say that we learned about the real estate industry in general. There was immense paranoia in March and April that we were going to suffer nationally and in Texas a real estate crash. That due to the pandemic, no transactions were going to occur. Realtors couldn't go to homes and show properties. Consumers were going to be out unemployed and not have income to justify making new loans. But what we actually have seen in the third quarter, even the second quarter, but certainly in the third quarter of 2020, is not a decline, but an increase in the volume of real estate transactions closing nationally, which is up some 17% over the closings that occurred compared to 2019. In Texas specifically, we've been experiencing almost a 7% increase in the volume of transactions closing in the first half of 2020 as compared to the first half of 2019. So what we learned, quite frankly, was that the pandemic caused a real estate boom. Refis are up. Home sales are up. Construction of new homes is continuing. Now, where we have seen some decline in orders and decline in the number of transactions is in certain segments of the commercial sector. Retail, way off. Hospitality, way off. Bar, restaurants, way off. Leasing activity for new commercial leases, way down. So while overall the real estate industry nationally and specifically in Texas has done very well during the pandemic, there are certain segments that have been hit hard. And those are primarily in the commercial arena. What we also learned is that complying with social distancing requirements and closing real estate transactions is just darn hard. We have seen everything from plexiglass cubicles to conduct signings. We have seen parking lot closings. We have seen front porch closings. And our partners in the real estate business, attorneys, loan officers, realtors, they have been denied access to signing sessions because it just is an unnecessary or has been deemed to be an unnecessary health and safety risk to bring non-required signing parties into a signing session. So the old days where everyone sat around a conference table and the buyer and the seller and the lender's representative and the realtors were all there, closed the deal, popped champagne, had a party, they're done. They're gone. All signing sessions are separate. Only the required signatories are allowed to appear. And we have had to change our protocols for closing transactions to accommodate the health and safety of our closing staff, our employees, our agents' employees, as well as the consumers and the public. We did not want to heighten risk of virus transmission during conducting closing. This, of course, has created also a heavier reliance on remote notaries who go to people's homes or places of business or other locations to conduct closing. We have also seen, obviously, a skyrocketing in the request for remote online notarization settings. And we've had remote online notarization here in Texas since 2019. It's getting a little seasoned. Everybody's kind of getting a little comfortable with it. It has been enacted in 27 states total, 26 states other than Texas. And currently there is an additional 17, 18 states that have some form of temporary emergency remote notarization authorized either through gubernatorial executive orders or temporary legislation. So as of today, there are only 5 states in the United States that do not permit any type of remote online notarization. That is California, Kansas, Missouri, and the 2 Carolinas, North and South Carolina. Now, interesting, South Carolina currently has a bill pending in their legislature that may permanently enact remote online notarization in South Carolina, but that has not yet passed through the legislature. So remote online notarization is becoming demanded by consumers, whether those are residential or commercial, and they are also getting enough statutes and various states' regulations in place that various stakeholder organizations have developed and published standards for the technology involved, which is creating, at least for underwriters who ensure the validity of notarizations and the identity of the person signing the document in either an owner policy or a loan policy, we ensure against impersonations, that creates a higher degree of comfort in the title insurance industry. For instance, MISMO, which is the Mortgage Industry Standards Maintenance Organization, which is a wholly owned subsidiary of the Mortgage Bankers Association in connection with ALTA, the American Land Title Association, has developed a set of national standards that most title insurers are comfortable with, at least to some level. Some underwriters limit RONs to residential transactions. Some underwriters limit RONs to certain value transactions, and other underwriters have wholly embraced this alternative to in-person closing.